want to look in John chapter 3 just for a little bit, and several things comes to mind as you go through scriptures, and it's really easy to get off on something. When you're reading in John, you might want to go back to Genesis, you might want to go to Revelation. This hopefully will turn out to bring God glory, and we'll get something from it. God's word will not return void. We know that. He's gave us his promise concerning that. So in John 3, I'm going to just go back over verses we already know about Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night in verse 2. Lot said about that, and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Two births here talked about, one flesh, one spirit. Somebody lead us in prayer. Just somebody want to volunteer, anybody? Kenny Lynch, I'll volunteer you. Lead us in prayer. Amen. Amen. Well, very wise, a learned man, Nicodemus, very learned man, a ruler of the Jews, Jesus called him. And yet he had evidence that Jesus was different. He had evidence. He had seen the things Jesus had done. No man could do that. Isn't that good? I mean, only Jesus can do what needs to be done for a sinner to be complete without sin. Only Jesus. And so Nicodemus is wrestling with this, and Jesus tells him he must be born again. And Nicodemus recognizes that he within himself cannot perform this. It's impossible. It's impossible for man to save himself. Has to come from outside source. Has to come from God. That part of the birth only God can do. Man's without any strength, totally depraved. We'll just use that word. We use that word a lot. Totally. But God can perform this. So how do we get to the place where he will do this for us? The first thing that I see here is we have to recognize we can't. I've already said that. Job, way back in, I guess, the first book of the Bible is what we're told, and there's evidence to to back that up, but it's an old book. He said, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. That which is born of the flesh is unclean. And there can't be anything clean come out of that. It's unclean. So no one. Job had this right, didn't he? Long time ago, had this right. Great man of God. We can get these great truths, and that's in Job chapter 14. If you want to look that up, he said some other great things in that same chapter. But that's really rich. In order to get God to perform this great salvation, we have to call upon His name. Have to. That's the way it's been from the beginning. That's the way it's been all the way through. That's the start. Without this, we can't move to step two. This has to be first, or we don't get anything else. And we can understand that, can't we? I mean, a teacher that's going to teach us, he's going to teach us the fundamentals. Very fundamentals. And if the one trying to learn says, well, you know, I don't think that's important. I think I can skip that. A good teacher's probably not going to teach any more, is he, Brother Joe? I mean, you're wasting your time on it. You got to start at the starting place where we're going to have to receive a spiritual birth in order to get spiritual doctrine, spiritual instructions. They come next. Very next thing is baptism. Very next thing. I'll just say this too. We can't save ourselves. Baptism's a picture of that salvation. And we can't baptize ourselves. Can't do that either. God is our salvation. And then when we go with salvation, we immediately move to sanctification. And as I said, that starts with baptism. We're still going to be a sinner. This old flesh right here doesn't go away. Doesn't go away. And I'm not sure that I kept my ears open early in life and learned that. I don't think I did. You know, the thought is, well, you know, I'm saved, so I'm not going to do any bad stuff anymore. Truth is, that old bad stuff's still hanging around. And it's going to be here until, as Job said, he said that until my change come. And that, first of all, is the birth. After God formed us, then God makes the change. Makes the change. I've wrestled a lot with unbelief, and it's a tormenting thing to go through. You know, a past life of sin can haunt you. The worst we got off in that, the more it's going to haunt you. It's going to follow you. And of course, so we all have sin in our life. And we got to, when we look at this word, it takes a birth to go to heaven. And we study that birth, as we mentioned there, that birth is sealed by God Himself. The Holy Spirit of promise is sealed. No sin can enter heaven. Not one. Not one little bitty one. None. Zero. That's what the new birth's all about. The new man never sins. The inner man. Outer man never quits sinning. So we got a struggle here, don't we? Amen. How we're going to deal with it? We're going to have to recognize it through the Word of God. We're going to have to see it. As Brother Isaac taught us here not very long ago, we hear the Word of God, we apply the Word of God, then we see it. You know, sight, spiritual sight, comes in steps. You know, it's a walk. And the more we believe, the more we're going to obey, and the more He's going to show us, S-H-O-W. You know, it's one thing to tell us, something else to show you. He shows us daily. Then we see. We gotta have Him all the way, don't we? There's no place that we don't have to depend on God. No place. Sanctification. I'm gonna, just for a minute, I want to go to 2 Timothy. I wrestled with, like I said, with this a lot. And these verses help me. 2 Timothy. I just want to say a foundational verse in 19 of chapter 2. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal that the Lord knoweth them that are His. Now, that's His foundation. He's not mixed up. I'm mixed up. But He knows whether I'm His or not. He knows. My name's written in a book if I'm His. And as I said, the only way to be His is to call upon His name, telling Him, asking Him to forgive me of my sin and do whatever He wants with me. I'm totally giving up me. I want Him to work a work in me. It's the only way I can get it. And at that point, He says, you be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you get on down the road, and you may get to thinking that you're not saved. It is possible. I want to back up in that same chapter. How far to go? I'll just go to verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. Have to die to self, turn to Christ for life. I get that. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. Now, I get that. There's rewards. And suffering does come to the believer, persecution. It's taught all through the Bible. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Paul's using us and we. It's almost like he's included in this. Us and we. Go ahead, verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. That's a good verse right there. It's a good verse. All of it's good, but this gives me hope. You know, even if I get to where I'm not believing, he abideth faithful. One guy said here, and I've said this several times, great is my fickleness, and great is thy faithfulness. That's not in that song, but it's good words. My fickleness is really great. God's great faithfulness is really great. So I want to go just a little further here. I want to go down to 19 again. 19 again, that's where we started. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. That's got a period, and the next word is and. So now, here comes my part. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, I named the name of Christ. I do that. I do that across the community. I come down here. People see me going here. It's obvious. Okay, I need to depart from iniquity. I can do that because God told me to. I can do that. That's my part. I want to go a little further here. In a great house, there is not only vessels of gold and silver and also wood of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Sanctify, there's that word, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Okay, purge himself. I got to keep myself purged. I got to purge. I got to do that in prayer by the power of God. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Shall not. What the word says. What I got to do is trust and obey. That is obeying, isn't it? Believe and obey. It says, flee also youthful lust, follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Then avoid these foolish and unlearned questions, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servants of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Well, sometimes that's me. Sometimes I oppose myself. So I need instruction from you teachers. I thank God for this church. Teaches the truth in love. Has since way before I ever come around. But I came from one that taught the truth before. Boy, it's important. How important. How important. The truth shall make you free. So, but we've got to instruct those that oppose themselves. Then here comes something. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Now, Paul says here, doesn't he leaving it open here that God may not? I mean, if God will peradventure give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. It goes on here, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who hath taken captive, who are taken captive by him at his will. There's hope here. I see hope. God may give me space to repent and to learn the truth. That everybody, may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. God, a song that Brother Ted Hansen sings here, what else could God do that he hasn't done? Can you name him? He's done it. He met the wrath of God on the cross with the love of God for me, for you. That had to be out of love. That had to be out of love. God did not need none of us. We can look back through the Bible. He owns everything. He said if he's hungry, he wouldn't tell us. He owns the world, all the gold. It's all his. You don't need anything. Hey, I'm convinced God loves everybody. I'm convinced. Look what he went through. Bible talks about if he, or since he gave himself, will he not freely give us all things? Why, yeah. Yeah, he will. Sure. Sure. There's no end to the giving of God. No end. Now, getting back to this other, comes to trust. It comes to trust. We must trust, believe. Today, tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow, and the next day, if there is one, we gotta trust again, believe again, not get saved again. Can't get saved again. You see, that birth is eternal. Eternal. One day, that inner man will go straight to heaven without sin. Sealed up. And that old body will lay down because it's vile. It'll go back to the dust. We can bury that. But that's born of God cannot sin. For he is born of God. Cannot sin. 1 John 3:9. Security. Security. But the sanctification is what I got to work on. What I got to work on? I got to turn from sin to God daily. Daily. This is the way it's done. I read these scriptures. I study these scriptures. I come and study with you guys. I pray. And he speaks to me. He speaks to me. I have all confidence that this last time I wrestled with this, which wasn't very long ago, God spoke to me through these scriptures, and I got peace. Only God can do that. Now, I will say this. We don't need the radio blaring or the TV. We don't need no noise. Need to get real quiet so we can hear. He speaks in a still, small voice through his word. And we need to be real honest with him. Just totally what's on your heart, tell him. This is he already knows. The fellow says you're not going to surprise him. He already knows. But he wants to hear it. He wants us to confess it. Wow. To have God speak to you through this, there's nothing greater. Nothing greater. I'm going to have Dean come and lead us in a song. Anybody want to pray? That'd be great. I thank you. Hope it didn't keep you too long. Amen. God's been good to me. Amen. He is good to me.
You would stand with me. Page 524.